This is Daily Minute Special, the English language version of Daily Minutes.
This is part two of a small series called Radio Andorra, friend of the North Sea radio pirates. Founder of Radio Andorra was Jacques Trémollet, who at the time already owned several other stations in the south of France, the most important of which was Radio Toulouse. Trémollet feared the introduction of a state monopoly on radio, which could silence his stations, and purchased the broadcasting license that a resident of Andorra had received from the parliament in 1935. Despite the fact that Andorra was still very much tied to France and Spain at the time, the special status of the principality offered him the opportunity to circumvent the regulations of both countries. After 3 years of preparations, Radio Andorra began broadcasting on August 7, 1939. In 1942, the studios and administration moved into the Roc des Annelettes building in Escaldes-Engordany. The mast was located in Puy-d'Ancau. The transmitter broadcast on medium wave with a wavelength of 364.4 meters, 822.7 kHz at 60 kilowatts, and on short wave on a wavelength of 50.16 meters, 5976 kHz with 25 kilowatts. The transmitting station, a distinctive building, is located in Encamp, about 2 kilometers from the transmission masts. Radio Andorra was the second radio périphérique after Radio Luxembourg that started broadcasting in 1933. The radio station, which had the transmission range to cover all of France but evaded the control of the French government, was a thorn in the side of the French authorities. They opposed the opening of the station in every possible way. A few months after the radio station opened, France declared war on Germany. Broadcasting was temporarily suspended but resumed on April 3, 1940. Thanks to Andorra's neutrality, the station succeeded as the only French private station to broadcast throughout the entire Second World War without being under the control of either of the warring parties, although those parties did make attempts to do so. All other Trémollet stations came under control of Vichy France. The radio station managed to retain the carefully built-up independence after the war, which intensified the hostility of the French authorities. The Andorran government was constantly pressured until the station's closure. Thanks to this neutrality, the Spanish authorities actually had no problem whatsoever with the station. It did not matter to the Franco regime that it had no influence over the station, as long as it did not concern itself with political issues. After the war, founder Jacques Trémollet was sentenced to death in France for collaboration due to the contacts he maintained with the occupying forces to keep his radio stations on French soil open. He fled to Spain and later to Switzerland until he was granted amnesty in 1949. Meanwhile, Radio Andorra suffered considerable damage, not only due to reputational damage to the owner. Near Bordeaux and Paris, the French government installed jamming devices that made reception of the station impossible, starting May 1948. Advertising revenue declined rapidly, but after nearly a year, the installation of these jammers was declared illegal by the Paris court. Daily Minute Special is copyright Peter John Productions. Title music by Blasco, Creative Commons 2.0.
For extra voices, we regularly use 11 Labs.